2 years after President Bush's administration announced a new approach to foreign aid, the fund responsible for implementing the new policy has held its first board meeting. The new foreign aid fund basically will reward developing countries for good governance. Top U.S. aid officials have described the Millennium Challenge account as a revolutionary development initiative. State Department official Alan Larson is the acting director of the Millennium Challenge Corporation that oversees the multi-billion-dollar program.
The focus of the Millennium Challenge account is economic development, growth, and the expansion of living standards for the people in these countries that we're working with. And we are focusing on those countries that have the best possible development policies, even though they are poor.
So far, 63 countries have been listed as eligible for U.S. aid under the new program. They include East Timor and Bosnia-Herzegovina, Mali, Senegal and Ghana, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Yemen, Vietnam, India and Bolivia, just to name a few. Mr. Larson says the program would help fund projects for countries judged to be promoting good governance and programs aimed at improving basic health and education services. The first potential partners should be listed by May.
The basic criteria for even being able to be a candidate are to be poor, to have an income level between 14 and 45, and be eligible for participation in all of the programs of the International Development Association.
Mr. Larson says the U.S. administration has in mind projects that would spur sustainable economic growth and reduce poverty. He talked of programs to improve technology education and agricultural production, among others. Administration officials say the Millennium Challenge account will complement, not replace, the U.S. Agency for International Development. Development expert Joseph Siegel of the Council on Foreign Relations says the program does have great potential.
It's really assessing the progress an individual country has made compared to other developing countries. So it isn't a matter of, are you following a legal or political structure just like the United States? And I think that's one of the attractions, because you're looking at median levels a country has attained on these various 16 measures.
Mr. Siegel says the new approach to development assistance is something the development community has been advocating for years.
We have been seeing over the last 7 to 10 years more studies that show the strong positive linkages between good governance, lack of corruption, and good development outcomes. And so I think that is probably one of the sources where this came from.
Still, Mr. Siegel says the three categories of requirements, political, economic, and civil rights, need to be tightened to make sure those countries that may be making headway on economic development but not political reforms do not sneak through the vetting process.
The way it has been structured, there are countries that could slip through that category. Countries with strong economic rights but terrible political rights and civil liberties, like the Gambia, like a China, like Vietnam, that could be getting these very significant resources. And I think that would be a travesty of the system. It's not what it was intended to do.
Some development experts worry the program is limited and say African countries under consideration represent a small percentage of the continent's impoverished masses. Other experts express concern the program does not have adequate funding to make a difference. When President Bush announced the plan 2 years ago, the administration contemplated a yearly budget of $5 billion starting in 2006. Congress has earmarked only $1 billion for this year. The administration says it will request more than twice that amount for 2005. Lori Kassman, VOA News, Washington.